I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, June 6. Coming up, PIOJ reports decline in serious crimes for first quarter of 2016. Approximately 10,000 youth to benefit under new employment program, and Education Ministry signs MOU with Jamaica 4-H clubs. The details after the break.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
Find
out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them to get more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convinced me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is reporting a decrease in serious crimes in the first quarter of 2016 when compared with the same period last year. Deputy Director General at the PIOJ, Richard Lumsden, says statistical information from the Vision 2030 Dashboard of Indicators related to Jamaica's security status shows a reduction in Category 1 crimes. These include murder, shooting, rape, aggravated assault, robbery, and larceny.
A total of 57 Category 1 crimes per 100,000 population were committed over the period January to March 2016, a decline of 29% from 80 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2015. The murder rate for January to March 2016 was 9.8 per 100,000 population, down 4.3% from 10.2 per 100,000 population over the similar period in 2015.
Mr. Lumsden says the figures represent a reduction in criminal activity in the January to March quarter for the sixth consecutive year. Approximately 10,000 youth are expected to benefit under the New Employment Opportunities for Youth in Jamaica Neo Jamaica project. The initiative, officially launched by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen Friday, is being spearheaded by the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, the PSOJ, under its Youth Upliftment Through Employment Youth Program. The project is aimed at increasing job prospects for unattached youth ages 17 to 29 years.
This initiative poised to address many of the issues which our young people are confronted. This bolsters the point, therefore, that the youth cannot be a blind spot in nation building and development. If we leave them out of the project of building this nation, then we do that to our own peril.
The project will also facilitate mentorship from professionals and a public-private partnership where 100 employers will provide internships and jobs for vulnerable youth. Implementation of the program is expected to cost an estimated $9.3 million. Meanwhile, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid has endorsed the New Employment Opportunities for Youth in Jamaica Neo Jamaica project. He says public-private partnership is essential in addressing youth unemployment.
The primary thrust the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, build our youth for the future. Through partnerships with the public and private sectors, plus non-governmental organizations, we have to find ways to increase short, medium, and long-term opportunities for our young people. It is imperative.
Neo Jamaica is slated to run from 2016 to 2018, during which participants will receive vocational training and job placement opportunities expected to be provided by approximately 100 partner companies that will also offer internships. It's being jointly funded by the Inter-American Development Bank's Multilateral Investment Fund, MIF, and local stakeholder partners. Jamaica is the first English-speaking country and the 11th nation to join the program. And the Ministry of Education has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Jamaica 4-H to establish clubs in all public schools across the island. The move aims to strengthen the school feeding program and to increase student interest in agriculture. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Kingston recently, State Minister for Education Floyd Green said the MOU will help to cultivate an interest in various forms of agriculture and encourage entrepreneurship in schools.
This now lays the foundation for what we need to have in Jamaica, and that is a significant agricultural revolution. If we're going to move the country forward in terms of economic growth, agriculture has to be one of those pillars.
Under the three-year agreement, produce cultivated in school gardens will be utilized as part of the school feeding program. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.